James Blunt，他的歌的话，每次都是会给人一种特别的感觉。那今天要跟大家分享的是来自于他的这首《Goodbye Lover》。You know he's a singer, he's also a poet. Hey，各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是 Linda。
Did I disappoint you or let you down? Should I be feeling guilty or let the judges frown? 'Cause I saw the end before we'd begun. Yes, I saw you were blind and I knew I had won. So I took what's mine by eternal right. Took your soul out into the night.It may be over, but it won't stop there. I am here for you, if you'd only care. You touched my heart, you touched my soul, changed my life and all my goals. And love is blind, and that I knew when my heart was blinded by you. I've kissed your lips and held your head, shared your dreams and shared your bed. I know you well, I know your smell.I've been addicted to you. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me.When I wake, you can't break my spirit. It's my dreams you take. And as you move on, remember me. Remember us and all we used to be. I've seen you cry, I've seen you smile. I've watched you sleeping for a while. I'd be the father of your child.I'd spend a lifetime with you. I know your fears and you know mine. We've had our doubts, but now we're fine. And I love you, I swear that's true. I cannot live without you. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one.Have been the one for me. And I still hold your hand in mine when I'm asleep, and I will bear my soul in time.When I'm kneeling at your feet. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. I'm so hollow, baby. I'm so hollow.
我每次听这个 James Blunt 的歌，以及看他这个写的歌词的时候，就总有一种就徐志摩的感觉。Anyway, 那这首歌的话可以在下面上免费下载。接下来我们看今天的这个词汇扩展部分内容。今天我们要做一点不同以往的事情，就是今天我们来一个口译练习啊。我先就是给大家念这个中文，然后大家用极其简单的这个英文把它给翻译出来。比如说第一句啊，不应该就此放过他们，不应该就这样把他们给放了，不应该就此放过他们。这个地方放过不是释放的意思啊，就是这个事儿不应该就这样了了，不应就此放过他们。想一想，给大家个提示啊，我以下讲的这些句子都可以用一个动词 allow 来 表达。其实这个是我们背字典的时候准备的一些文本，所以我就直接搬过来了。我想说，那我再搬一次的话，我自己印象会更深刻一点呢，也跟大家同时分享。不应就此放过他们，有想出来吗？我们用一个主动啊，其实它这个翻译的话，它是省掉了一个翻译的话，其实应该加我们不应该就此放过他们。但它来看一下它对应的英文句子啊 ，They shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. They shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. 下面一个，他听任自己的这个思绪就是天马行空的跑，他听任自己的思绪信马由缰。虽然这个中文翻译它带那个四字成语，但是我们英文是很简单的。揭晓答案咯。He allowed his mind to wander. 再一个，他不会替人摆布的。这个句子的话，它有一个动词 dictate, D-I-C-T-A-T-E, 可能这个地方有点难的。Dictate, 它是动词表示命令啊，命令、口授、口述等等。或者专制的意思也有啊。他不会替人摆布的，他不会任由人摆布的，还是可以用这个 allow. She won't allow herself to be dictated to. 下一句，囚犯每天可以放风两个小时，放风就是放出来到外面来。The prisoners are allowed out of their cells for 2 hours a day.Out of their cells. Cells 是牢房的意思啊。还记得我们上一期节目当中那个 misprision 吗？我当时有念错啊，念成 misprison 了。misprision. 现在再提一下。好，再重复一下这句话。The prisoners are allowed out of their cells for 2 hours a day. 下一句，人群，诶，让开，就是给他让出路来，让他通过。The crowd parted to allow her through, 让她通过。Allow her through, allow 后面可以直接加一个介词。你可能有几天都不可以下床。You won't be allowed up for several days. 注意一下这个 up 就是 out of bed。你不会被允许起床，那也就是不能下床的意思。You won't be allowed up for several days. 好，以上这些句子呢，它都是这个 allow 作为允许、准许的意思啊，然后用在不同的这个情境里面，大家可以回头再去看一下。接着往下听，请留出28天的送货时间。Please allow 28 days for delivery.下面一个，你这身衣服的话呢，需要用3米布料，或者说需要你留出3米的布料，也可以用这个 allow. You need to allow 3 meters of fabric for the dress. 这件裙子或者这身衣服。You need to allow 3 meters of fabric for the dress.其实这两句话它就是这个 allow 作为留出给出的意思啊。好，我们往下看。他拒不承认这种情况有可能发生，他就是不承认这种情况有可能发生，他就是觉得这是不可能的，拒不承认。He refuses to allow that such a situation could arise. Allow that such a situation could arise. 他不承认这种情况可能会发生呢。我母亲生病的时候，她帮了很大的忙。诶，这一点的话，我是承认的，我是同意的。She was very helpful when my mother was ill. I'll allow you that. 我同意你说的这一点。I'll allow you that. I will allow you that. 好，以上这两句其实就是 allow 作为承认或者同意什么什么事情属实或正确接受的意思啊。这一点的话应该平时大用的比较少。接着，考虑到交通阻塞，到那里大约需要1个小时。It will take account an hour to get there. It will take about an hour to get there. allowing for traffic delays. Allowing 这个地方是一个分词啊，分词。所有这些因素都必须估计进去，都必须计算进去。All these factors must be allowed for, allowed for. 那以上这两句呢，就是 allow for somebody or allow for something 的一个固定搭配，表示考虑到、估计到，把什么东西计算在内啊。好，下面一个，这些事实呢，只可能有一种解释。The facts allow of only one explanation. 好，这个 allow of something 表示容许，使得什么有可能。以上的话就是这个 allow 的各种使用情境啊，大家回头再看一下。那接下来我就不玩翻译了，就直接讲吧。下面一个是 allowance, allow 加上 ance, allowance, allowance 它有几个意思。第一个是津贴、补贴、补助。比如说他照顾 Amy 是有津贴的， She gets an allowance for taking care of Amy。 第二个他表示限额定量，比如说坐飞机的时候啊，我们的行李是有限重的，我们大多数航班的行李限重是每位乘客44磅。 Most of our flights have a baggage allowance of 44 pounds per passenger。我那天查了一下，这个一磅的话大概是等于 0.4535 公斤。我们平时的这个，当然我的是坐经济舱的话，它的一个限重是46公斤。好，下面这个 allowance 它还可以表示免税额，所得税急剧上升，可是免税额却下降了。 Income taxes skyrocketed and tax allowances were lowered。 注意一下这个动词 skyrocket，这个地方是它过去时啊 skyrocketed。 好，下面看一个跟 allowance 相关的短语， make allowances for， 注意一下它是 allowance 啊，打多了一个，它可以用单数也可以用复数啊。 make allowances for 表示考虑到，跟前面那个 allow for something 是同样一个意思，考虑到、估计到，但是它也有另外一个表示体谅、谅解啊。听一下例句，预算考虑到通货膨胀了， The budget made allowance for inflation。 日程安排的时候我们会把休息时间考虑在内， We'll make allowances in the schedule for time off。 这个计划没有把人们工作速度不同考虑在内， The plan makes no allowance for people working at different rates。 他很累，所以我会体谅他， He's tired, so I'll make allowances for him。好了，以上就是今天节目所有内容了，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴。那如果大家喜欢这首歌呢，虾米上可以免费下载，如果喜欢 Linda 文本，有我的文本下方有我的微信公众号，到后面的话可能还会开抖音吧，打算就是在油管上下载一些特别好的英语学习资料，就搬运过去供大家学习，也把抖音号贴在这个地方，当然现在里面是空的，因为我们还没有开始做这件事情。 Anyway, thank you guys for listening, I'll see you next time, bye for now。
Before we'd begun, yes, I saw you were blind, and I knew I had won, so I took what's mine by channel.